100 word stories.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. Made it to the weekend. So let's hear some stories. It's the weekly challenge right now. I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and the topic is endless. No, it's not Ghostbusters, you sexist pigs. I'm actually going to go see it today. I think I'm going to get off my ass and get out and see it. There's a pre-10 showing. I think it's 10 a.m. and not 10 years old. Sometimes I think the humor is all 10 years old for everything. Then there's an RPX, you know, for fancy, so that, you know, I think it's fart-absorbing seats or something. I don't know. But the important part is, of course, to go see it, because that's the law. I don't know. I should probably read out a list of all the people that are part of this one. All the folks that are in the family for this week. And then you have to drink the Kool-Aid when it's actually Flavor-Aid. Muncie. Hi, Muncie. Jeffrey. Hi, Jeffrey. Richard. Hi, Richard. See, I'm being friendly. Charlie. Hello, Charlie. Jeff. Oh, Jeff is a part of this. He didn't send a recording, but... Okay, I know I'm babbling on when someone comes back. It's like, well, what if I leave and then come back? Then he'll notice me. Yeah. But, hi, Jeff. Tom is actually going to head out for a while, so he sent a whole bunch of stories, and then hopefully I won't delete them all by accident. It's by accident, not on accident. Glove and boots. Serendipity. Hello, Serendipity. Lizzie. Hi, Lizzie. You see, I can be silly, too. Planet X-Ray is back. Okay, cool. Yeah, we now have two planets. Maybe we can make a star system. I probably said that joke 10 billion times. You know, you do this thing over 500 times, and you start to run out of jokes. You wind up with the same old Catskills crap. Let's see who else. Norval Joe, a.k.a. Philip Carroll. A.k.a. is actually his first name. Tura. I like saying Tura's name that way. It's... And Coach Z. No. Planet Z. Has Homestar Runner come back yet, or was that just a one-off for the, hey, we can do stuff and not flash and, fuck it. All right, yeah, we've already earned the adult tag. Oh, the adult tag. Okay, so, or the explicit tag or whatever it is. So someone in the comments said, we're family-friendly stuff. It's like, there's an explicit tag on this thing. Come on, give me a break. So I put in the byline, how many explicit tags podcasts go out of their way in the byline and say, hey, there is an explicit tag on this thing. It's not safe. I do anti-marketing. I don't go out and spam this shit out and kiss ass and participate in contests and go to cons and all that stuff. No! That takes effort. Sorry, I mean, if you're expecting these things to be peddled to agents and all that, do your own peddling. I'm not doing my own peddling. I'm doing my own peddling, which is nothing. What is it about me and within the first few minutes just... Bleh. Besides, I hate Mark Maron's blithering, you know, for 90 minutes before he actually talks to someone. I haven't listened to him in over a year because of that. Me. I don't give a crap about you, Mark. Come on, talk to the person that I'm actually interested in. You know, oh, Robin Williams is dead. Ooh, you talk to him. Okay, let's edit out all your stuff and then just listen to him and all of his stuff and observations. He wasn't any wiser than any of us. So, follow your instincts, follow your dreams, follow the yellow line. I don't know. How about we go on to the stories and you start to regret ever finding this place? Here we go.
Greetings, Hans, from Munzee, here for Hump Week of Hans Month, and have I got a story for you? Yes. Yes, of course I do. I always do. The Endless Ones by Christopher Monroe. The Endless Ones slumber beneath the city. Unthinkably huge, eternally old, and horrifying beyond all imagination. Simply to view them is to go mad from revelations no mortal man was ever meant to know. Surely upon waking, they could destroy us, one and all, obliterating our city and all who dwell within it without so much as a thought. For such is their power, their horrible majesty, that we are but gnats upon their surface. Fortunately for us, here on the surface, their sleep is, like they themselves are, endless. So yeah, we're good. We ought to all be fine. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzyMunzy. So we draw to a close, Hans. I shall send word to you anew in 7 days' time.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 534 on the topic of endless. My first story is called Hot Air. When I was a new employee, meetings were exciting. I got to meet people, discuss ideas, see how the decision-making process worked. Occasionally, there was the illusion that others took my ideas seriously. The shininess wore off quickly, of course, and an endless stream of meetings became another chore along the relentless journey toward retirement. However, as an older, wiser bureaucrat, I know something my younger self did not. My presence is not needed at almost all of these meetings, and skipping a dull, unproductive session has no negative consequences. Outlook's decline button is my friend. And my second story is called Nap Time. As a young child, I resented being told to take a nap. I now know this was my parents' way of getting a little peace in the afternoon, but I convinced myself I didn't need the extra sleep. Now, in my 50s, I relish the opportunity to take a nap. Briefly sleeping in the afternoon recharges me physically, makes me ready for the rest of the day. A nap refreshes me mentally as well, providing a temporary halt in the endless stream of stimuli. In short, naps are good. The trouble is, my boss never thinks so when he comes into my office only to wake me up. And after those two work-themed stories, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, it's Richard, and I have one story for you this week on the topic of endless. And I promise not to go on. It's called Nirvana. I became a Buddhist primarily for the perks. When I say perks, I'm referring to reincarnation. Who can fault a belief system that gives you as many lifetimes as you need to perfect the art of not screwing up? However, what they don't tell you until it's far too late is that they managed to get all that stuff about coming back as another animal or person completely wrong. When you're reincarnated, you come back as yourself, starting the same old life all over again. Same mistakes, same problems, same everything. An endless cycle of constantly screwing up. And that's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
She was like the universe. Endless. She went overboard with her glute exercises and she stewed all the fat off her back end. She tried desperately to put the booty back on by eating big tubs of hummus lathered with sour cream, but nothing worked. She had an alcoholic's ass, and it was a disaster. No outerwear would help, but she found that foam inserts in her panties would suffice. Some days she would forget to insert one or the other of the foam pads, and went out with one cheek. She had to turn the other cheek all day. Number 2. Nancy related her funny stories about her visits to the gyno, which were numerous and fascinating. She told us that she always apologized for not grooming before she went for her exam. She was embarrassed that she had such an enormous amount of vegetation down there. Her friends always laughed and whispered to each other when they saw her in the gym's locker room. She believed that her generous grove protected her parts from soft tissue injury and made her stand out in a crowd of the younger women who insisted on tinkering with their presentation and manicuring their muffs. Number 3. Nancy's friend was born without the buttock gene, thus Endless, so at 20 she opted for buttock enhancement surgery in an out-of-the-way clinic in northern Mexico. She left the surgery on Monday afternoon, and awoke with an infected caboose on Tuesday morning. In addition to the infection, the implants were placed incorrectly and unevenly because the good doctor was a little cockeyed and had a bad stigmatism. After her complete, 2-year recovery, she had an uneven undercarriage, and looked ridiculous in her bikini. A surgeon on Rodeo Drive fixed her up and recycled the silicone implants.
All Night People, Tom here, and I've got updates. Story average drops to 16.8. Milestones. Tura passes Thomas to take the 8th place. All hail Tura, the 8th monkey. And my story this evening is called The Long Way Home. The endless road disappeared into the blue haze. The boy and the old man moved along the broken pavement, steadily but cautiously. "I'm thirsty," said the boy. "I know," said the man. There was little else to say. A dot on a well-worn piece of paper was their goal. The map had cost them dearly, food, blankets, but more pressing, water. What had made this map worth the price was its penciled additions. All along the blue lines, there were tiny gray crosses. Each marked the location of a shrine to Saint Oscar, the patron saint of wanderers. Are we close? Soon. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Contrary to what Orwell might have said, the worst thing in the world isn't to be found in room 101. Neither is it the threat of being devoured by starving rats. The worst thing in the world is far more mundane than that. And most of us have experienced it at some time or other. Simply put, the worst thing in the world is the simple, endless repetition of that one small thing that drives us crazy. The toilet seat left up. The neighbor's car badly parked. The constantly late calling. And, given time, it will drive you to murder.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. She sat and listened to the world around her. The wind whispered softly. The tree branches murmured familiar words from the past. She tried not to listen. She tried. The branches rustled louder, threatening to undermine her determination. And she looked beyond the line dividing the horizon in two. That line so rugged, so hilly, so full of pain. She closed her eyes and whispered with the wind. And she sat. She just sat and listened to the world around her. An endless string of promises filled her with hope. A day, only a day, and everything would be different. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Earthlings. Yes, it is I, Planet X-Ray. Tonight, I'm besides myself, which, in a cloning society such as ours, is quite normal. But I just found out that last week's entry to the weekly challenge was sent on a sublight communications channel instead of the normal transwarp channel. So it won't be showing up for a few months. Because of this, I'm resending it along with this week's entry to the weekly challenge. Lawrence, when it does show up, just ignore it. Here's my entry for weekly challenge number 533, Wings. I am the bard, and my pen is a mighty sword. On joyous wings, my imagination takes flight and soars among the distant hills and valleys that are captured within my mind. With a sword in my hand, I do battle to preserve truth, justice, and my ideals against those who would do evil and harm to my friends and myself. Across vast landscapes I travel the dusty roads, visiting the towns and villages along the way, spinning my yarns for the young and old, asking for only a smile, a hug, and a thank you. I am the bard. And here's weekly challenge number 534, Endless. Like the endless sands of time, the bard's tales flow forth in the pursuit of providing entertainment and enjoyment to all those who would be listening. Carefully crafted, each tale brings the listener on a new journey with the shining knights, fair damsels in distress, and of course the villain. With stories painted of gallantry, courage, evil, and cowardice across the vast landscapes of the countryside, in the narrow streets of the towns, our hero travels as he continues his never-ending pursuit of the rescue of the fair maiden from the clutches of the evil desperado. I am the bard. I hope you enjoyed these, and I hope to be back soon. This is Planet X-Ray, signing off.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge, number 534, with the prompt of Endless. So here's my story. Mandy shrugged and went back to work.
We saw Polecat head up the road, Cherry Cola said. Shouldn't we go after her?
No, by now she could be anywhere, Mickey said. Her potential hiding places are endless without inside information. I think we should probably give up for now.
Ferret agreed.
Yeah, anyway, it's a school night, and I need to head home.
Sure, Ferret. You take care, and thanks for your help.
Cherry Cola looked at him like he was crazy. Mickey watched Ferret leave, then said,
Give her a minute, Cherry. I think one sister will lead us to the other.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week.
Tura Brazino here with a story on the subject, Endless. It will be about a minute long. Long enough to say 100 words. I've made reality what the ancient philosophers only dreamed as myth, that time is cyclic, declared the scientist at the press conference. I have invented a time machine. When I sent my first prototype into the past, the temporal paradox forced the universe to eject the machine into an endless loop of time of its own. But if we are inside the machine when it jumps, and I have built another one enclosing this whole room, we will see a time loop from the inside. It will be about a minute long. Long enough to say 100 words. I have made reality what the ancient philosophers only dreamed as myth, that time is cyclic, declared the scientist at the press conference. I have invented a time machine.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Death is not an endless sleep, because sleep is sleep and death is death. You can wake from sleep, you cannot wake from death. You dream while you sleep, you do not dream while you are dead. Molly's mom continued to lecture her daughter on the differences between sleep and death. "Stop," said Molly. "All I wanted was a bedtime story." The hologram of Molly's mom stopped lecturing and smiled. "Once upon a time," it began. The hologram generator needed an update, but Molly's father was still in shock. After the accident which killed Molly's mom. "Sweet dreams," said the hologram.
Hey, everybody, we're done.
What?
Yeah, we're done. We're done this week. No, it can't possibly be over. This thing goes on for on and on and on. You babble on. Nope, we're done for this week. The 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 534, is it 534? Oh, crap. Yeah, 534. Endless was the topic. So, what have we got? Well, we got a website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet. We've got ourselves... Oh, the next topic is a pick two. I know some of you hate that. Certain, cloud, earthling, wine. Although it could be wine. It's your choice. You can go in any direction with these. Let's say you don't like the pick two and you don't want to deal with dumped or beginning. Don't want to deal with any of them.
I'm not going to do any of these. I'm going to do one on flowers because I like flowers or lavender or puppy dogs or soup.
Okay, go ahead. Do every story you ever want to on soup from now until the day you die. One a day until the day you die. Maybe we should set up the weekly challenge on that domain. I don't know. Maybe you should... Planet X can take that one and taunt me from there. I'll just block it. So thank you all for being a part of this. I'm drinking Huckleberry soda, which apparently has hallucinogenic properties. Ooh, butterflies. You know there's a butterfly center at the Museum of Natural Science? I need to go in there. Well, I need to actually go outside at some point. But not before Ghostbusters. Otherwise, they're all sexist pigs. And evil. And monsters. And haters. How's that for a marketing campaign, huh? There you go. And I will... I have no idea what I'm saying at this point. You know what I say when I just need to cut it off? Keep it brief.